order. And without objection, Congresswoman Edwards has withdrawn her amendment number 3, and she has also withdrawn her sponsorship of the bill ONCA 1709. At this time, a member of Congress may pick up the sponsorship of this bill. Otherwise, it needs to be withdrawn by vote. Congressman Hamilton.
I'll sponsor it with Congresswoman Buffett co-sponsor, since it was her original legislation.
I'll co-sponsor.
Okay. All right, so Congressman Hamilton is now the sponsor of ONCA 1709, and ONCA 1709 is now advanced to third reading after engrossment on today's agenda. Congressman Walker.
No, this isn't part of the agenda, but that was a result of a rule change that happened in January.
Congressman Walker, it is complete.
Shannon was right and you were wrong.
Well,
you could say it that way too.
All right.
And I'm going to donate.
Order, please. Let's keep order
to needy children.
Let's keep order. You all can do this afterwards. Next is ONCA 1713.
What was that one?
Is this the right time?
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Walker.
While the members are looking for the amendment, that is my amendment. Part of the
let me read the bill real quick for the record. An act to amend ONCA 1693 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the Education Division in the amount of $186,496 to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Walker.
Okay, so part of the supplemental request for the Education Division included a $7,249 request for, in the support documentation, it referenced a COLA, which that's a federal term. It's not a term that we use here within the nation. So represented a required match for Head Start funds for salaries, wage increases. The federal match is just short of $29,000. So we discussed it quite a bit yesterday in committee. Congresswoman Edwards felt like that the appropriation to HR included the match. It could be used for that. And I'm going to say that it couldn't. We've had a similar discussion in the past during the budgeting session when former treasurer and comptroller Congressman Yeck was on the committee. And yesterday, Chad Cobb was at the committee meeting, and he recommended to the committee that the match be included in the appropriation that included the appropriation of federal funds. That way it can easily be shown to the funding agency that the required match was made. It was a similar stance that the former treasurer had, and we had a lot of discussions. We made a lot of what I felt like were compromises to the bill by way of amendments, and I, for one, failed to include this as an amendment because we adopted a committee substitute that only had a $7,500 appropriation for a education scholarship. So this amendment restores the $7,249 to the education supplemental and is the required tribal match to receive the Head Start federal funds.
Thank you, Congresswoman Edwards.
Did you fix the part in the bottom that didn't have the federal monies shown in the salaries and wages?
I have a big pile of papers here, Congresswoman. Can you be more specific?
The Education Committee report contained an appropriation of $28,000 in federal funds, but it did not contain spending of those federal funds in the salaries and wages line item. So I'm asking you, I thought you were part of that discussion. Did you correct that with the amendment?
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
So it's all one amendment?
Yes, if you'll look at the two, if you look at the bottom two numbers, the $3,178,874 and the $3,215,000, $119, that is the, I don't have the bill right here,
it's right
here somewhere. Well, if you'll do the math, that represents the $28,000 for federal funds and the $7,200 for tribal funds. So if the total is $36,000 and something, and that's the difference. If you subtract the number that was stricken with the inserted number in the bottom.
Well, I wish the amendment would have come in two so that we could discuss more fully why it seems to me that when you have a lump sum of salaries and wages, when you say I'm going to report to the funding agency that we have a tribal match in there, well, this is the document they're going to see. And they're going to see 3.178874 in salaries and wages. The funding agency is not going to know whether this is a tribal match, whether this is federal funding, or whether it's tribal funding, because it's just all lumped together. And I know that in the past, we have funded by federal and non-federal, and we've talked about that, and we're going to hopefully fix that by law so that we don't have a policy, so that we all can get on the same sheet of music. But I do believe that that $7,000 is just a duplicate funding, and I don't think we need to do duplicate funding. We have the money already appropriated for base pay increases as requested by the Human Resources Director. So we don't need an additional $7,200. We've already appropriated it. So I'm glad to see that we'll have $28,000 in federal funds to put towards those base pay increases, which may or may not have allow us to reduce that tribal appropriation by $28,000, which would be nice.
Congressman Walker.
I forgot what my opening comment was going to be, but I have a secondary comment to that. If you consider the funding that was appropriated to HR, funding that could be used as a match for Head Start, then this would be duplicated funding, whatever your term was. I remember the first thing I was going to say. Yes, it's not in the legislation, it's not identified in the legislation, but the budget that the Treasury Department and the director uses has it in the revenue portion and as required tribal match, and that's what would be shown to the funding agency. So, yes, she is correct. It's not in this legislation, but it's not necessary, and that's not how it's been done in the past.
And I agree that there's some document that the treasurer's creating as a report to a funding agency that separates that out. It has nothing to do with how the money's appropriated. But I'm not going to object to it because it's $7,200 and you put it together. Just want everybody to understand that, again, there is money for every base increase that we were given. Now, I don't know why we were given that information and not other information, but he appropriated money. Of course, we need more for merit now.
Congressman Walker.
This is just my opinion on how this is going to work, but there are a lot of employees that are paying attention to this issue. It's my opinion that the Supreme Court is going to eventually rule on whether or not those. I'll withdraw my comments. That's not germane to the amendment.
Any more discussion? Roll call.
Call for a voice vote?
Yeah. Okay. All those in favor of the amendment signify by saying yes.
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 Any Opposed, say no. Amendment passes. LSA 1713 is advanced third reading with full endorsement on today's agenda. We are now, what time is it? Congresswoman Buffalo, ahead.
Why don't we have a 1 o'clock meeting, we have a 2 o'clock meeting, but I'll move to recess for the purposes of endorsement that we have.
We have 2, 3 bills, 5 bills.
Why don't we move to recess until 3 o'clock?
Yeah, because
okay, I'll move to recess until 3 o'clock.
3 PM?
Yeah.
Second.
Endorsement needs to happen as soon as they eat.
No, you can start on endorsement, but we'll come back in if we want to vote.
I withdraw my motion and I'll make a motion to recess until 3:30.
Okay. Is there still a second for that? 3:30? Okay. All those in favor?
Can I have a discussion?
Discussion.
Is there a bill still in committee that it's going to come back out and then you're going to report it at 3:30? Is there some reason we are not stopping at 3 so you can report it at 3? Because we're still going to have to break, so we're just going to have a half an hour to...
We're giving our one clerk of Congress some time because we have a committee meeting at 1. We have one at 2. I have 3 bills in government ops that we still need to report out. And we have one clerk.
I understand.
And that's what the clerk has requested.
Okay.
To move it back to 3:30.
Sure.
So, all those in favor, signify by saying yes.
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 We're in recess until 3:30.
Okay, Archie and Alice.
Splash!
Let me go see where those bills are in terms of being ready.
I'm not ready.
I know. I'm thinking.
Lunch is ready.